Hello and welcome. This is Ruth Blair, the passionate genealogist at the 2011 FGS conference in Springfield, Massachusetts. I'm here with Gina Filbert Ortega of Gina's Genealogy and Food, Family, and Ephemera. Welcome, Gina.
Hi. Thanks, Ruth. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. When did you first start researching your family history?
You know, I've always been interested in family history ever since I was a little girl. My grandmother was a genealogist, and she used to tell me stories of her grandparents, and I used to love that. So kind of unofficially as a child, and then when I was in college, I started to be a little more serious about it and start asking older relatives for information and gathering that information. So without saying how old I am, it's been a long time.
What was the catalyst that got you started?
Really, it was my grandmother. She, and probably her daughter, which was my aunt. I was the kind of kid that loved to be around older people and hear their stories. I think it was that, wondering what was going on. I had a second great grandmother who was married to a polygamist at 14. I really wondered what was her life like and what was that like to be 14 married to a 40-year-old. I think that really was it, just wondering about the women in my family tree.
That's really interesting. What countries are your ancestors from?
Well, they are from Quebec in Canada. They're from England, Germany, Denmark, France, so mostly European.
Oh, so that's quite a range of countries. When did your ancestors first come to North America?
I have Canadian ancestors that were there in the Quebec area very early on. One of my ancestors was one of the king's daughters, Fee de Roy. And then my ones from England and that area, they all pretty much came over with the Mormon migration. So it wasn't till the mid to late 1800s. So, you know, not too far back.
What is your favorite part of family history research?
Well, my favorite part is researching women. I've always enjoyed that. I have one of my master's degrees is partly on women's history. So I've always really enjoyed learning more about what it was like to be a woman during a different time period. And I think, too, is we have this image that being a woman meant having kids, being married, you know, doing housework, yes, dying in childbirth. But there was so much more to it than that, and that's what I like to learn more about.
Do you have a most surprising discovery in your family history?
Probably one of the most happiest discoveries. I think there's probably a few sad ones too, but the happiest one was I was researching one of my third great grandmother's brothers, and he was in the Civil War. I just Googled his name one day, and his letters were part of a collection, a manuscript collection, at the University of Louisiana.
That's fantastic.
Which was just a complete and total surprise. And luckily for me, that collection was microfilmed, and it was at a university that was about 3 hours from my house, and I knew someone who was a student there. And so I was able to get those copies relatively easy. So I think the unhappy one with him actually was that one of his letters was up for sale on eBay, and I did not know it until it was too late.
Oh.
Because obviously I would have purchased it.
Yes.
But I think it just goes to show that just because you think you've done a complete and thorough search, you have to keep on it because you never know when things are going to become available.
That's absolutely true. You don't. What was your most frustrating research problem?
Well, it's probably the one I'm still working on. We do have a family line where I don't know if the guy got dropped off by UFOs or what happened, but he's just impossible to, I won't say impossible. He's been very difficult to try to figure out his parents. And lots of people have theories based on naming patterns and all this, but there's nothing concrete yet. And that would be nice to solve that one of these days. I feel kind of pressured because I have a cousin who's older and wants to know the answer. And even though I've got probably plenty of time to find that answer, she doesn't.
What research problem is your most satisfying?
Well, that same guy that I found out about his collection at the University of Louisiana, I was contacted by an Eagle Scout. And he was planning on cleaning up the cemetery where this person was buried. And they contacted me for some more information about the guy. He did the Eagle Project and cleaned up that cemetery in Alabama and had a really nice ceremony and stuff. So that was kind of nice that someone who's not related just, you know, for his Eagle project, I love the Boy Scouts, and my son's working on his Eagle, that he took the time to do that. That was really nice. That was a nice outgrowth of genealogy.
Yeah, that was really special. How do you organize your family data in ephemera?
I like the computer a lot, even though I do have stacks of papers everywhere. I'm not really good at filing stuff away. I'd rather have it on the computer. So I do spend some time trying to digitize things and organizing it that way. The other reason I think it's good is God forbid something happened to my house or something, and then all that's lost. Whereas if I digitize it and get it all on the internet or just email to family members, you know, it's a good backup for me.
Yes.
But it also, I am a firm believer, the more people that have access to the information, the better off and the better it is to preserve.
Definitely, most definitely. What would be your best tip for the person who's just beginning their family history research?
You know, one of the things I see when I speak at societies is people want to start, well, first they want to trace their line back to 1500, right now. And also that they want to skip generations, skip their parents, skip their grandparents, and go straight to the great-grandparents or the immigrant ancestor from 1792. You really need to start with the basics, you know, the home sources, start with yourself, start with your parents, and gather all that information while people are still alive that can tell you about those things now. And then go straight, because too often we get excited about family legends we hear and we start researching something that is a legend and it isn't the whole story. And we don't know that because we haven't started at the very basics. So I always try to tell people, I know it isn't as exciting to trace your parents and gather all their information, but you know what? You need to start at the very basics.
Well, thank you, Gina, for sharing that information with us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.